do you react when you feel threatened? Setting boundaries to provide the safety you need and responding appropriately to transgressions are essential to your well-being. Communicating your response with optimal assertion will create understanding when you feel threatened or your rights are violated. People are often unaware that they're violating your rights until you let them know. When you verbalize the problem specifically to them as it occurs and immediately negotiate the best solution, you're free to get on with your supreme goals without suppressing feelings of anger and hurt. The goal of optimal verbal assertion in confronting unwanted behavior is to provide the best verbal stimulus to stop the intrusive behavior and, if possible, negotiate the best solution. Here's a summary of the steps involved. Step 1. Verbalize and show appreciation of the other person's most valuable character traits when appropriate. Step 2. Express your fears about the consequences of your communication when appropriate. Step 3. Offer a non-judgmental description of the behavior. Step 4. Describe the feelings you experienced. Step 5. Describe your interpretation of the effects of the behavior. Step 6. State what will work best for you. And step 7, ask the other person, what do you think is the best solution? Now let's look at how this technique was used in a number of everyday situations. Robert was annoyed because he was continually cleaning up after his wife, Betty. He asserted, when I see your papers and clothes on the living room floor,
a non-judgmental description of unwanted behavior.
I feel annoyed.
Feelings.
Because it makes more work for me to keep the room tidy.
Effects of behavior.
What would work best for me is for you to clean up after yourself before you leave the room.
Optimal solution.
What do you think is the best way to resolve this problem?
Optimal question to elicit the other person's best solution.
Ellen had been married to Ivan, an alcoholic, for 15 years. She was terrified of verbal confrontation and avoided it at all costs. Her emotional needs were not being met in the relationship, but she couldn't bring herself to tell him that his drinking bothered her. He was very sensitive and she was afraid of hurting his feelings. After attending an Optimal Thinking for Communicators seminar, she decided to tell him the truth and give the relationship her best shot. She shared her appreciation of his 3 most positive character traits before confronting the issue. She said, Ivan, you're a decent, caring and generous man and I love you. This is very hard for me to say because I'm afraid of hurting your feelings. But when I come home in the evening and find you drunk, I feel lonely and miserable because I don't have a partner to share my life with. What would work best for me is if you accept that alcohol is destroying our relationship and get some help to overcome your problem with it. What do you think is the best solution for both of us? Alan, a stockbroker, used sarcasm to belittle people. After consulting with me, his sister-in-law, Nanette, asked Alan if she could speak with him privately. She employed optimal verbal assertion when she said, Alan, when you belittle people in my presence, I feel uncomfortable because I don't feel respected. I'd be most appreciative if you could discuss your grievances privately with those involved. What do you think is the best solution? Alan was quiet for a moment and then responded, you're right, Nanette. I'll do that in the future. Do you currently feel annoyed by someone's behavior? The next time the person displays that behavior, tell them how you feel without judging them. Offer your best solution and request the other person's input in finding the best solution. When time is short, you can respond quickly to put-downs with statements like, "Why is that so important to you?" "What do you mean by that?" Or, "Was that a put-down?" Always follow up with an optimal question such as, "What's the best way to resolve this?" "What's your most constructive feedback?" Or, "In your opinion, what's the best solution for all concerned?"
You have just completed day 78 of your 100-day optimal thinking program for personal and professional optimization. To optimize your personal life and career, make sure you complete the action steps in your workbook before moving on to the next segment.